Friday, November 12th, 2021, and this is another weekly episode of No Turning Back. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, and this is the second episode that we've had this week. I don't even remember what we talked about on the last one. I'm pretty sure it was something infuriating and political. Before we get started today on this episode, and it's going to be more of a laid-back episode today. I just got off work. On my 9 to 5, I've got a cup of hot coffee here in front of me. So if you hear me take a sip every so often, I apologize. But it's cold outside, man. If you live here in southeast Missouri like I do, it's very, very cold. When I went to work this morning, it was slightly chilly. And when I left, I was freezing. I had to put on an extra shirt. And if you know Shannon Young, you know Shannon Young really likes his tank tops. Tank tops and a jacket. That's my signature look. Today I had to put a shirt on over the tank top. You can imagine what that did to my self-confidence. Before we start tonight, and make sure you're out there keeping yourself warm. Wrap yourself up tonight. It's very, very cold. I want to talk about something. So when I had the idea for this show, one of the first things that I wanted to do, I told myself that every episode I would start with this. I would start by talking about mental health and about mental health awareness and suicide. Now, the reason I was going to do that is suicide has been something that has unfortunately been a big part of my life. I've lost quite a few friends to it. And I myself, if you've listened to the show, this show, or especially if you listen to Podzilla 1985 for the past 6+ years, or if you know me personally, you know about my personal struggles with depression and anxiety and mental health. Society is weird when it comes to these things. I hate the fact that if you know me and you know what's happened to me in the past couple years, not being able to talk about something that has affected you so much because you're worried about how people will react to you sucks. It sucks not being able to be open about how you feel. And so while burying that part of me, burying that side of the depression, because, you know, I don't want people to think that it controls me, I have tried to be more open about my mental health and to help people with that. Well, I was talking to someone today, or actually it was yesterday. She's a fan of the show and she's a very smart cookie. And we were talking about politics. And when we were done talking about politics, she thanked me because I don't know if she doesn't get to have these conversations very often. She said that it's grim. And, you know, people usually don't want to talk about things that are grim. And I made an off-color joke about, oh, you know, grim is my specialty. Grim is my life. Because I've had a pretty grim life. And I've just been thinking about that for the past 2 days because I kind of have had a grim life. And it is... I worry people sometimes, and I always assure them, don't be worried, because I always feel like I'm in control of it. The number one lesson about mental health is you are never in control of it. You might think you have it beat, but I can promise you, you do not have it beat. And I've known too many people that thought they had it beat, and then I've lost them. And if I ever feel like I'm not okay, which I do feel like I'm okay, you know, I have to tell people this all the time, I'm okay. Just because I talk about mental health and just because I do talk about my own struggles with depression does not mean that I'm depressed or suicidal. I can be depressed. I've never been suicidal. I've never tried to commit suicide. I've thought about it, but I think a lot of us think about it. But if ever I am in a position where I do feel that bad, because it does happen, even on the medication that I'm on, even with the therapy that I've had, It can be bad sometimes. That's part of depression. And one, I hate that I can't, I still to this day can't say it out loud without feeling like I'm going to be judged for it. No matter how much I promote mental health awareness, I still feel like I can't talk about it without feeling like I'm going to get judged or people are going to want to not talk to me. Because you can be depressed, just don't talk about being depressed, because if people know you're depressed, they don't want to talk to you anymore because they don't want you to bring them down. I get it. It's whatever. But the point is, if ever I do feel that bad, I will talk to somebody. I do talk to somebody. And if you feel that bad, and this is what I said I was going to bring up every show with, I was going to start every show with, if you feel bad, I want you to reach out to somebody too. If you know me personally or if you don't know me personally, if you have me on Facebook or on Instagram, or if you follow, you know, if you have me on Snapchat, whatever, never, ever hesitate to reach out to me. If I am busy, I will find time. We will talk. And if you can't talk to me, talk to somebody. And of course, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is always available. 1-800-273-8255. Once again, that is 1-800-273-8255. Reach out and talk to someone, because I found out a long time ago that just because you think you are in control and you think that you have it, you all figured out, you don't. And it will affect you. It will affect the people you love. It can cause a lot of damage. So please, 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 please speak out. With that said, let's talk about something happy. I think we're up to show number 4 at this point. This is show number 5. Recorded again on a special night because I have an event tomorrow here in Cape Girardeau. It is Christmas at the City Gala. I'll be going for work, for my community outreach director work. And it's formal attire, so your boy's going to be dressed up. He's going to look nice. He might get a haircut. We'll see. Let's not get too crazy. But we're recording on a special night, and every show before this, it has been politics heavy. I think most of the shows have been politics heavy. Let's start with something that's not political. Let's start with something that I think everyone can enjoy. Everyone can agree that this is good news. You may have seen it today. Britney Spears is free. Let's give a... I don't have sound effects. So that was a very sad clap by just me. A Los Angeles judge on Friday ended the I knew. I have said this word so many times today. And I knew the moment I would start recording, I would butcher the word, because every time I get in front of a microphone, I butcher the word and then I end up sounding like an idiot. So I'm not even going to try to say the word at this point. Let's just say the legal trouble that Britney Spears has suffered from, that's controlled her life for almost 14 years, is now over. The judge did away with it. And not only did away with it, but the lawyers from both sides on Britney and the other side, they agreed. So there was no nothing. It's just a done deal. Britney Spears is now free. She's already talked about wanting to get back into music. She's getting married. She wants to buy a new house. And I am legitimately happy. I'm happy about this. Growing up, I think we all grew up, well, if you're my age, you grew up with Britney Spears, and she was, I don't know how to quite describe it. I never liked her music growing up. I thought she was very pretty, but I never thought, I don't know, just that pop music wasn't my thing back then. As I got older and I started to appreciate music more and all different styles of music, I very much came to appreciate everything that Britney Spears did. I think she's a fantastic artist. I really do. The thing I remember most about Britney Spears was, of course, the mental breakdown, the very public mental breakdown that she suffered. And we've talked about it on my sister's show, Podzilla 1985, about how during that time period, it was fun to make fun of Britney Spears. That was the thing to do. That was the style at the time, much like putting an onion on your belt. Most people did it, and I'm constantly getting notifications from Facebook, even though I'm not on Facebook. I absolutely hate that. Thank you, Facebook. I think it was Craig Ferguson who famously said that he was not going to punch down. Well, not punch down. That's a bad way to say it. He wasn't going to make fun of Britney Spears, but a lot of people did. It was everywhere. And I myself was one of the people that laughed about it and made fun of it at the time because, you know, young, stupider Shannon was younger and stupider. And thought it was funny. But as I got older and, again, got a little smarter, a little bit wiser, and I came to understand my own mental health problems and my struggle with these kind of things, I realized it wasn't funny. It's not funny. It was never funny. And we should all be ashamed of ourselves if we celebrated Britney Spears' mental downfall from, you know, early 2000s, mid 2000s, whatever. And she got put under this ruling. She basically, her money was controlled by her dad, who they are still looking into to see how they went about it, whether there was any money stolen, whether he abused his privileges. but her whole life was pretty much controlled for the past 14 years. Britney Spears kind of fell off the face of the earth. I absolutely hate Facebook for constantly dinging. Jesus Christ. Never does anyone talk in any of these chats, usually, until I start recording. And then everyone wants to have a fucking conversation. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. I'm happy. I'm celebrating Britney Spears' liberation. We should all be happy about this. She doesn't have anything set in stone yet about a producer or anything like that, about coming back to music, but she absolutely is. I think that's fantastic. I've truly grown to love some of Britney Spears' music. I think she's done some great stuff. Every Time is one of my absolute favorite songs. She's got a whole catalog of good stuff. So I can't wait for her to get back in the studio. It's a good day. We should all celebrate Britney Spears being free finally. And Jesus Christ, please stop messaging me on Facebook. I know you can't hear this because it's not broadcasting live, but it's so distracting. I need to take a sip of my coffee. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. They stopped working on Red Dead Online to do the GTA trilogy remastered or whatever it's called, the definitive edition, and apparently it sucks. Let that sink in for a second while I take a sip of this coffee, and we'll reset, and we'll talk about something else. That's not the best coffee I've ever made, but that's okay. We'll deal with it. In other news, and we are going to get political now, because why wouldn't we? So, of course, the infrastructure bill just passed. Huge bill. It's going to do great things for America. Everyone's happy about it, right? No. Somehow, Republicans are unhappy with the infrastructure bill, despite the fact that most people support it and a lot of Republicans voted for it. Well, now there's talk that the Republicans who backed the infrastructure bill are going to face backlash from their own party, including being stripped of their committee assignments. How ridiculous is that? And let me paint a picture for you real quick. Republicans who voted for something that's going to help America facing backlash and are getting a tongue lashing. Now let's talk about Paul Gosar, who tweets a video of him fantasy murdering Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and going after President Biden, literally faces nothing. Ted Cruz, who verbally assaults a big fucking bird of all people. Muppets. Is Big Bird a Muppet, technically? Or is he just a puppet? That's unimportant. Speaking of puppets, the Republican Party. You criticize Big Bird. You go after your own people for voting for something that is going to help America and that so many people are that want. You don't say anything about one of your own fantasy killing another member from the Democratic Party. I can't have this show constantly be about pointing out the hypocrisy and stupidity of the Republican Party. Because, one, I don't want to get pigeonholed into people thinking that I am just a straight-up liberal who finds nothing more enjoyable about life than destroying Republicans and pointing out how stupid they are. But they keep doing it. You keep giving me ammunition. I would love to talk about Joe Biden's Bidenisms. Yesterday, we talked about this on the show last night, when he referred to Satchel Paige as the great Negro. And even though I believe he didn't mean anything racist by it, just the optics of it, man, how bad it looks. I would love to talk about stuff like that. But that is a slip of the tongue compared to what Republicans are doing, which is protecting their own when they have fantasy murders about Democrats, women in the political system, when they want to attack their own members for backing something that the America needs. Why was this so unpopular when it helps so many people? There was absolutely no reason not to back this bill except for one very important fucking reason. Because it was Joe Biden's. I guarantee you if Donald Trump had came up with this bill, not that he could, because I don't think he was intelligent enough to think of these things. Or even if his team had come up with it and Trump just slapped his name on it like he does to shitty steaks and casinos, they would have been all over it. They would have supported it. They would have loved it. But because Joe Biden is the one that came up with it, they have to hate it because he's a Democrat. It goes back to what I've said time after time on this show about political parties and how we are so We are slaves to the political parties that we are in. And we vote down party lines and we criticize anyone that goes against our team. It's a sporting event. It's team versus team. And that's ridiculous. This is not a fucking sport. This is politics. This is people's lives and the way that they live on the line. There's no room for pissing contests when it comes to politics. And I know that's how it's always been, but it's gotten so bad. And that's what me and this person, she and I talked about the other day, is how different it is and how bad it's gotten. You've got people like me on the internet running his mouth about it. I don't belong here. I shouldn't be anywhere near here right now. You think this is fun for me? I could be upstairs right now playing Forza Horizon 5 with friends, or Call of Duty Vanguard with friends, or Red Dead with friends, or Elder Scrolls Online alone, because nobody wants to play it with me. And instead, I'm talking about this, and I'm repeating the same things that I've repeated week after week, and not just week after week, month after month, year after year, for 6.5 years on Podzilla 1985, and now 5 episodes in on No Turning Back. It's the same beats, it's the same bullshit. Let me have another sip of my coffee. I'll be right back. Coffee certainly gets cold quickly. So what's going to happen to the Republicans that did this? Probably nothing. This is probably smoke. They're just scaring them. They want them to know that they're not happy with it. I mean, even Mitch McConnell was happy that this thing passed. Mitch McConnell used to be the face, for better or worse, of the Republicans once Trump was out of office. And even while Trump was in office, Mitch McConnell was like the man. Now he's like a whimpering child. People like Taylor Marjorie Greene and Matt Gaetz, these people, and Paul Gosar, these people are way more visible than Mitch McConnell ever was. And it's because it's a minority, but they're the loudest. They're the loud minority and they make the most noise. And that's why everyone pays attention to them. Mitch McConnell, though, I don't agree with his politics and I don't agree with the way he handled the impeachment trials with Trump. I don't agree with a lot of what he does. You know, he's a politician first and foremost, and he does his job. Whereas these other fringe candidates, these insane psychopaths that we have somehow elected to be elected officials that are in charge of other people's lives and they get away with it, they're circus clowns, much like Donald Trump was. And look, I'm not a big fan of the Democrats either. I'm really not. It's just when you compare the two, one side is far more frustratingly insane. And if I can see that, I feel like everyone should be able to see that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. I'm pretty sure I am. In other political news, Steve Bannon, who you may remember as I had a joke here about Steve Bannon looking like some kind of bloated corpse, but I don't want to go there tonight. It's been a weird day. It's been a very strange day, so we're just not going to go there. But Steve Bannon has been indicted for refusing to comply with the capital attack subpoena, probably the one of many. I know Mark Meadows, I believe, is on the chopping block, too. A lot of these guys who think that they don't have to testify because Donald Trump says they don't have to testify. Donald Trump, who literally told these people, do not comply. Do not work with this because you don't have to. Now they're getting in trouble. The January 6th committee that's trying to dig into why what happened, the details of it, who's responsible, Donald Trump. They're digging in deeper and they're discovering these things. They sent out more subpoenas and more subpoenas. It looks like it's a whole thing. And all the people that don't think they have to testify are going to be held in contempt. They're going to be arrested. And I can't wait. I am so excited. I don't usually get this excited. Christmas hasn't meant anything to me. Not really, since my mother passed away, but this is like Christmas for me. Watching unjust people get what they deserve is like Christmas for me. Do I think anything's going to happen to Steve Bannon? No, none of these Trump people apparently can be touched. No matter how many laws they break, no matter how corrupt they are, nothing matters. There's a great, great skit from SNL from a couple years ago. Jessica Chastain was hosting and she hosted a fake game show called Does It Even Matter? And it's true. Nothing matters anymore. You can do whatever you want and just get away with it, especially if you're a Republican, because your own party won't condemn you. Now, with the Democrats, say what you will, but at least they kind of hold their own accountable for what they do. If you remember what happened with Al Franken a couple years ago, arguably, you know, did he go over the top? Should he be gone from politics and lose his position is debatable, but they definitely held his feet to the fire about those pictures that came out and the way that he's acted, as opposed to what you see with the Republican Party with people like Paul Gosar, who gets absolutely nothing. He gets a free pass to make whatever dumbass videos he wants. And even though I did not watch that video because I did not want to give it any views, I did see a screenshot of it and I saw a brief clip of it. I believe it was on The Beat on CNN. I think it was CNN, maybe MSNBC. And I knew it was Attack on Titan. I don't even watch anime, and I knew it was Attack on Titan. Like, if you're going to be insulting with anime, at least try to be original. Pick something a little bit more obscure. Like, Jesus Christ. Put a little effort into it, man. But anyway, Steve Bannon, indicted for the January 6th, is going to be forced to testify. Donald Trump desperately trying to keep records away from the committee about what happened on January 6th. We'll see what happens. But if history is any indication, I'm going to go out on a limit and say probably nothing. Donald Trump will die hopefully soon. Oh, that was mean. Maybe I should take that one back. I should probably erase that one. I'm going to leave it in. Look, I don't want Donald Trump to die. I don't want Donald Trump to die. But I do want him to be held accountable for the things he's done. I want everyone to be held accountable for the things that they've done. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. The politics in this country are splitting us apart. They have for as long as there have been politics, but it's getting worse. If you can't see that, remember, the politicians are the enemy, not each other. One last thing before we get out of here. I told you it was going to be kind of a laid back episode. It's going to be a shorter episode probably, but I do want to touch on Kyle Rittenhouse, his trial. I believe the defense rested their case and that should be it. We should have a verdict at some point soon. And what a strange trial it has been. The judge is a joke. The prosecutor got a tongue lashing of the judge makes jokes about Asian food, which was offensive. Here's a fucking infuriating thing. This judge, if you've been following this trial, and you know Kyle Rittenhouse was 17 years old, he crossed state lines with an assault rifle, killed two people during the Jacob Blake protests, injured another. By the way, if you remember, Jacob Blake is the black man that was shot 7 times in the back, and that officer who did that, of course, faced no punishment for shooting him 7 times in the back. But anyway, so Kyle Rittenhouse is on trial, obviously, for what he's done. And on Veterans Day, well, a little backtrack for a second. The judge before the trial, we talked about this on one of the episodes, I think it was like episode 2 or 3. He said that they were not allowed to call the victims in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder victims. You can't call them victims because that could influence the jury. It's a loaded word, he said. Now, they could be referred to as rioters. That's fine. That's not loaded. But victim, now you're tampering. Well, this judge, the same judge, Judge Schroeder, on Veterans Day, asked if there was any veterans in the courtroom. And there was. There was one on the defense team for Kyle Rittenhouse. He then asked that everyone applaud this defense attorney for his service. And like, look, I get it, man. I am not anti-troop at all. I think he should be applauded for his service. But if you're worried about poisoning the jury in this Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and you literally make the entire courtroom applaud the defense attorney, how is that not poisoning the jury? You're setting this man up to be a hero. You've already verbally destroyed the prosecutor like twice. In one case, he absolutely deserved it. But now you're putting the defense attorney on a pedestal and you're celebrating him during this trial. That is absolutely ridiculous. What a farce. What a fucking joke this all turned out to be. Now what's going to happen is Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be found not guilty. I guarantee it. You would think that maybe there was a chance he would be convicted and he would be held accountable for what he did, since the people he shot weren't black. Because if they were black, he probably wouldn't even been charged. But you would think that, hey, maybe they'll get him this time, because, you know, juries are prejudiced. The system is prejudiced against black people. Maybe because they weren't black, we'll get a conviction. But no, he's going to get away with it. It's going to send a signal out that vigilantism is in. Everyone could be the Punisher and can just travel wherever they want and shoot whoever the fuck they want and not face consequences about it, especially if it's an unpopular thing like protesting, when half the country thinks that black people shouldn't speak up about the injustices that they suffer. It's ridiculous. I need another drink. Hold on. I should have put something else in this coffee. I think I put mocha, and I should have put tequila. Give me a second. Or whiskey. I don't know. I don't drink, so I'm new to this. Ah, it's getting colder. But it's absolutely ridiculous. And that's it. That's all I got. I'm getting furious to the point of no return. And I don't want to go there, because there's no turning back when you get that angry. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go play some Forza and try to get my mind off things. It's a weird day. There's a lot to be angry about. One of these days, I swear, we're going to do a happy show where we talk about nothing but good things. All the bad people are locked up. All the good people have been rewarded. And I cannot wait till that day. But until then, I'll be right here talking about this nonsense week after week. And I want to thank you for tuning in once again. My name is Shannon Young. This is No Turning Back. Thank you guys so much. I love you very much. Make sure you check out, of course, the sister podcast, Podzilla 1985. We update it through the week. It's a lot more fun than this one. But this one is very important to me. I will see you guys next week with an all-new No Turning Back here, almost set on the Podzilla 1985 network. Gotta break myself of that. Thank you, guys. I'll see you next week. I love you. Later.